This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you are tuning in expecting to see Paul Joseph Watson right now, I'm very sorry to disappoint you. Paul is off on a secret mission, and I've been called in to pinch hit. Kind of last minute, so if I'm not that prepared, well, how will you ever know the difference? When was I ever prepared? It's been a great show so far, and I'm very tempted to just keep going with what Owen was talking about. A couple of the callers were making really terrific points. You know, the teachers that are just brainwashing kids, I think that, you know, how many generations of children being brainwashed, going to education school, becoming teachers, they really do believe that it's their highest calling to brainwash the next generation into becoming, like themselves, little brainwashed NPC drones, you know, statists, worshiping the government. And we really have our work cut out for us, because not only is the education system stacked against us, the social media, also a product of left-wing social justice education, social media is stacked against us. And as we go into the 2020 elections, like we're talking about a few calls back, as we go into the 2020 elections, forget about the Russians buying Facebook ads. If Google, Facebook, and Twitter are all slanted, you know, so that our volume is all the way turned down so that we have no reach, it's going to be very difficult, obviously. So it's all the more important for us to keep pushing through every channel that we can. I was reading a really good good essay on Gates of Vienna this morning. Sorry, I don't have a link, but it was talking about American samizdat, and it was using the example of one of my favorite websites, VladTepesBlog.com, where he had something like 10,000 videos on YouTube over the last decade or so. Really important, because there are rapid translations of foreign videos, and YouTube just yanked the plug on them, gone. But what he's been discovering, you know, he has been uploading to BitChute and a website called BitTube, but what he's been discovering is that some of the exact same videos, if they were uploaded by him or by another dangerous un-person, you know, Paul Joseph Watson, people like that, Tommy Robinson, they get put right into limited state. But if the same videos are put into smaller YouTube channels, they kind of fly under the radar. So instead of going to, say, 10 or a dozen of your favorite subscribed YouTube channels, you might have to subscribe to a lot more and make a more distributed approach, so that instead of you know, all of us going to the same channels, we go to many more channels and spread them that way. More, instead of just a central point with lots of distribution, more like a net with lots of lateral and vertical distribution. Anyway, I'd recommend going to Gates of Vienna and looking for that samizdat article. It explains it a lot better than I can. Now, the most interesting news that I've seen coming out of the weekend, you know, obviously pray for everybody in the flood and tornado zones. God help them. I mean, all the politics in the world must seem pretty tame if you wake up with no house. And those people need all the help that they can get. But in the political context, the biggest thing that I've seen coming out of the weekend was this Joe DiGenova. It's just radio, but you can get it on YouTube. The biggest link I've seen is on Conservative Treehouse. And he's obviously a follower of Sundance on Conservative Treehouse, because Joe DiGenova even mentions that website. But he says that Christopher Wray is an active part of the deep state cover-up. that he's been an unmitigated disaster, that he's Comey 2.0, and that the reason that Trump wrote the memoranda for Barr is to give Barr the power to order raided.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, I'm back. And I was beginning to talk about Joe DiGenova's amazing 15-minute spiel. Every Monday he goes on WMAL, the biggest political talk radio talk show in Washington, every Monday morning. And he just laid it bare. And it seems like he agrees 100% with Sundance at Conservative Treehouse, which means that if you go to Conservative Treehouse, you're pretty close to the truth. And DiGenova says that the real scandal is that the whole Russia hoax, the dossier, all of that, it didn't just begin in 2016. It began in 2012 at least, and that the dossier and the hoax was part of a cover-up of the Obama-era spying that had been ongoing. It was to finish the Obama era by putting a legal patina over all of their spying and by making a counterintelligence operation, throwing the cloak of invisibility over it. And he says that the reason that Trump wrote the memoranda for Barr, putting the Department of Justice in charge of declassification, is because Christopher Wray has been a disaster. Christopher Wray is a made man, a made member of the deep state. He might as well be Comey 2.0. He's been stonewalling in every way possible all of this declassification of the Page and Strzok memos and so forth. And as a result, did I just bust out of InfoWars? Good grief. Am I still on? Okay. We're having some thunderstorms here in North Florida, which is a blessing. We haven't had rain in 14 days. It's been hitting 100 degrees. So I'm hearing some thunder outside, and I don't know how that might affect anything. Tree falling down on a wire. I don't know. But anyway, my screen went dark. Sorry about that, folks. But Joe DiGenova says that by giving Barr the authority to declassify, now he's got legal teeth behind the declassification. He can essentially order Christopher Wray and others to hand over the classified documents for his review, or they'll face legal consequences. So it's not just a question of playing the delay game that they played against Devin Nunes for a couple of years. Now the orders come with subpoenas behind them. And if you refuse to comply, you can be charged with obstruction of justice, including people up to Christopher Wray. Now, on the other side of this equation, over at Bongino.com, the Bongino team is talking about Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is now blatantly right out front calling for the heads of the intel departments and agencies to resign as a protest to basically make the Barr declassification appear illegitimate. So you can tell that the deep state coup plotters are in a really desperate mood now. They can't refuse to comply with a legal order coming from the Department of Justice. So all they can do now is make a political gesture by falling on their sword and resigning. And I don't think that's going to be successful, but it goes to show the desperate straits that the deep state is in right now. And this would include, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, obviously, the tops of the FBI, the top of the Obama national security team before they left. And some of these people are probably already ratting on each other, have probably already been in front of grand juries, and the other ones don't know who has said what. So it's a really interesting time. But the desperation at the top, guys like Brennan, I think that we're entering an era where the only moves that they may feel they have left are going to be kinetic moves. And I'm very worried about the safety of the anti-deep state team. I'm very worried about their personal safety. Now, just for an example, the spy number one of this entire deep state coup is this person, supposedly Maltese, interesting background, asset of MI6 and the CIA, named Joseph Mifsud. He has gone completely off the radar for months at a time, where it's even been questioned if he's alive. If he's ever put in front of a congressional oversight hearing, maybe a Senate committee being interrogated by Lindsey Graham, if he spills the beans on who told him to set up the Papadopoulos sting, this whole thing is that the deep state coup plotters are going to be blown out of the water. They have a severe vested interest in ensuring that Joseph Mifsud never talks. So if I was Joseph Mifsud, I would be afraid to turn on my cell phone. It might go bang. I'd be afraid to get in a car. It might go bang. So, we're in an era right now. It's almost like living in some kind of a Jason Bourne movie, because the deep state coup plotters, they began by trying to put a patina of legitimacy over their very illegal spying by creating this dossier, going to the FISA court, and then sort of backdating everything under the cloak of a counterintelligence investigation. That's all gone. The Mueller report's in. That hand's been played. Now Barr has the declassification memo order in his hand, and these coup plotters have got to seriously wonder who's going to be the G. Gordon Liddy that's willing to go to jail, and who's going to be the John Deans who are going to rat to save their own sorry selves. And in that kind of a tempestuous milieu, a person like John Brennan, I think he's going to be whispering to people who needs to be taken out. And when I say taken out, I mean never to be seen again. This is seriously the type of an era that we're in now. And anybody not familiar with the conservative treehouse, which is run by an anonymous guy named Sundance, he has absolutely had the best reporting on this consistently for the last 2 years. And he's been saying, forget about the dossier being the beginning of the investigation. This doesn't just go back to 2016. This goes back years before. And like we've known, the ones that have been of us that have been following this closely, the hero of this story is Admiral Mike Rogers of the NSA. He's the one that went to Trump and told him that he's being surveilled. Trump put that out as Trump Tower is wiretapped. The next day, this is during the campaign, Trump moved from New York to New Jersey and had the Trump Tower, swept for bugs. If it wasn't for Mike Rogers, if Mike Rogers was just another deep state criminal, then there'd be probably no information about this, and more than likely Trump would not have been elected. The coup would have succeeded. Hillary would be president. So, fortunately for us, guys like Mike Rogers, they know how to protect themselves. You know, they know how to protect themselves physically, and they know how to protect themselves with information. So they can make themselves very hard to take out, because if they're taken out, they know where all of the jewels in the vault are. They know where all the bodies are buried. And in fact, DeGeneva says and makes a flat assertion that the NSA has all 30,000 and more of the Hillary emails that are supposedly missing, that they vacuum up everything. They've got it all. And if anything would happen to a Mike Rogers, it'll just increase, you know, speed up the timeline for these disclosures. And, you know, we're just right now beginning to see the unfolding of all of this. And I can't wait for the, you know, the first baskets of declassifications to come out, supposed to be happening even in the next week or so. Then you've got the Inspector General report, maybe in a couple of weeks. But what a time to be alive. And, hey, if you're Joseph Mifsud, imagine how hard it is to be alive, like a little fat middle-aged Jason Bourne with assassins lurking around every corner. And I am seriously not kidding about that.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Okay, we're going to be taking some phone calls maybe in the next segment, and that number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. You know, one of my go-to sites now, and I think this is part of this Sommies.distributed network strategy, is Paul Joseph Watson's Summit News. So there's some overlap with InfoWars. Not all content is the same, but when you become an unperson like Paul Joseph Watson, when you know you've got all the guns aiming for you, you have to stay one step ahead. You have to create new go-to sites, because as fast as you make them, they're either shut down or they're quarantined. You know, their addresses are put on restricted lists, so you can't see them at work. You know, this is a way to be a moving target. Anyway, I always check Summit News now, and one that caught my eye from yesterday is, and this is Memorial Day in the USA, you know, kind of a military-based weekend. This is from the UK, though. The British Army says that people who describe themselves as patriots are, and get this, they've got this new acronym, they're XRWs, extreme right wingers. And they're not worried about, you know, Muslim jihadists in the ranks, no way. They're worried about extreme right wingers. And these are people, can you believe it? They describe themselves as patriots. Yuck! Who would want to be in the military for any country and be a patriot? Now, I'm being ironic and sarcastic, but you can see the kind of cognitive dissonance that the left wingers are forced themselves into. So they try to make someone who loves their country enough to join the military, wear the uniform, take up arms, go through arduous training, face possible war. If they describe themselves as patriots, they're considered a threat. What? I mean, this is truly the land of cognitive dissonance. And these are some of the warning signs from that matrix they put up. People who describe multicultural towns as lost. So if Birmingham becomes majority Muslim and the call to prayer is all you hear, and you describe that as lost, you're dangerous. Obviously, the British Army would just rather have you surrender to Islam. Anyone who uses the term Islamofascism, probably an XRW. If you describe political correctness as a left-wing plot, you may be an XRW. And if you're angry about the loss of national identity, definitely an extreme right-winger. So imagine, you join the military for the United Kingdom, Scotland, England, and Wales, and Northern Ireland. You join the UK Army, and if you are worried about the loss of national identity, they consider you some kind of an internal enemy. Well, clearly what this indicates is that the globalists have co-opted every part of our governments in the UK, in the United States, and elsewhere, including the military. I look at some of our United States military ads, the recruiting ads they put up. It looks more like the Peace Corps, you know, with somewhere in the background is a warship. But it looks as if what we're really for is delivering, you know, cargo to the third world in military uniform. So when we saw over the weekend, there were a few news stories about West Point graduating the most diverse class ever. Not the best, you know, not the toughest, but the most diverse. And some of the pictures of the women graduates, you have to wonder, I mean, they've got like the pear-shaped body. How in the world are they the best if they obviously, just looking at the picture, can't meet the basic physical requirements, the physical standards? They're supposed to be the best. It may be the most diverse, but it certainly isn't the best. And this is all, to me, part of the ongoing clown world that we've been seeing. And, you know, and it goes on and on. And another Summit News article, and elsewhere, Democrat candidate Eric Swalwell apologizes for being white. I mean, he's such a cuck. He is basically saying, yeah, I mean, I practically shouldn't run because I'm a white guy. Well, what happened to just the best candidate with the best ideas? This is where left-wing identity politics is taking their Democrat Party. They don't care if a guy's smart. They don't care if he's got the best ideas. They care what he's got between his legs and what color his skin is. And as we've seen over and over again in other countries, when this happens, the country is on a road to decay. And in South Africa, for example, they don't even have electrical power, consistent electrical power, because the political parties in power got rid of the engineers that knew how to do the job and put in, through nepotism, put in their friends and their relatives to run things like power plants and power grids. Well, when you put idiots in charge of something as important and complex as a power grid, it's predictable what's going to happen. The same thing happened in Venezuela. They've got, I think, the last hydroelectric dam. They've been just running it flat out to make up for shortfalls elsewhere, never mind any kind of maintenance, until the thing just burns itself out. This is what happens when you have socialist identity politics as your guiding light, as your North Star. It's no longer about being competent. It's no longer about being a meritocracy, putting the best people into position. It's just about gender, sexual identity, and sexual politics. And the result is going to be like in every other country. It's going to be the transformation of the United States into something like California. You know, we see it fully played out in Venezuela. We see it partly played out in California. And that's the Democrat plan for all of our states. And if we don't win in 2020 and push back strongly against this, the results are going to be a disaster for our country. And this means we have to really fight back hard and take off the gloves. Stop being, you know, stop soft peddling what's happening in this country, and call these people, you know, fools, NPCs, traitors, quislings. Point out that their policies are putting us on the same road to ruin that Venezuela took. And remember, they don't care if the United States becomes a wreck like California, because they'll be in charge. They don't mind ruling the ruins. It's our job to make sure that they don't win. And to do that, we have to call them out, fight fire with fire, call them socialists, globalists, communists, and stay right on them. And when we come back, we'll go right to the phone calls. And we'll see you on the other side.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm, it tastes like Ovaltine. Mm, it tastes like Ovaltine. Mm, like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermail Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones, and now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Before we go to the calls, I want to finish a thought. I was concluding with talking about the fact that the Democrats don't mind wrecking our country as long as it puts us into a situation where they can have perpetual power. Sam Francis called that anarcho-tyranny. You know, you cause such crime and economic collapse that the government almost needs to use martial law, emergency powers to rule, and therefore they can clamp down on on what they would consider disruptive hate speech and so forth. That's definitely their game plan. But what can you do about it? Well, I think you have to separate our ideological enemies into two groups, maybe three groups. The third group is so dumb that there's nothing we can do with them. They're the Dunning-Kruger Democrats. They are always going to vote for whoever promises the most welfare, period. And hopefully that never gets to be 50% of the population. And then you've got at the top, the elites who know exactly what they're doing. You know, Nancy Pelosi's not stupid. She knows that she and her elite comrades, they helicopter between estates. I mean, they know what's in between the walled compounds is looking more and more like Mad Max out in California. They don't care. They know what they're doing, and they're just lying socialist traitors. And I would call them that. I would say, you know, why are you lying to your people? Why are you lying? You know that what you're setting up is a Venezuela situation. You don't care because you will always be the one with the helicopter and the armored SUV caravan. But the people that we can reach are the ones that come out of college brainwashed, but they don't want to be called NPCs. They don't want to be called useful idiots. Tell them that. Why are you being a useful idiot in the ruination of your own country? Look at countries like Venezuela, Cuba. They went down the same path. People were waving the communist banners, and they became slaves. They put their own chains on. Think for yourself. Stop being an NPC bot. You know, become a free person. Look at other thoughts. Look at free market economics as a solution, not as evil capitalism. You know, look at any country that has ever lifted itself out of poverty. It was never, no country ever lifted out of poverty using socialism and communism. Just look at North Korea and South Korea for an example of a laboratory specimen. Capitalism, or as I prefer to say, free market economics. Capitalism is actually using Marx's term. You know, you never use your enemy's terminology. So free market economics versus socialism, communism. And just the results speak for themselves. Tell people, why are you voting to put your own self into the position of being a serf, a slave? You know, if you want to lift the boat, it has to be through freedom, not through socialism. And while I'm here, I want to plug my own book. I have a new book out, the Bracken Collection, and you can also get signed copies if you look around. For some strange reason, I've been on Facebook for the last couple of weeks. They haven't banned me. That may be an indicator that they're modifying the algorithms to be a little bit more tolerant. Maybe they're feeling the heat. Over the last year and a half, I usually am back for less than a week, then I get a 30-day ban. I only mention this because it's sort of the canary in the coal mine. I'm using myself like an experiment just to test the waters. Last year, I was permanently banned from Twitter for an anti-Burka meme. Can't get back to Twitter no matter what. And, you know, I just mentioned that as sort of a barometer of where we are in social media. All right, let's go to the calls now. And Wild Man in Missouri, it sounds like a Jared Diamond kind of a call, wants to talk about geography and ideology. That intrigued me. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, this war that the Democrats and the left are waging, that dominate the cities, are waging on conservatives and Republicans who dominate the rural areas, I don't see what they hope to get out of it, because the conservatives and the Republicans pretty much, you know, in the rural areas provide the food and resources that the people in the cities depend on to survive. You know, they need us. We don't need them to survive. Yet they're waging all out war on rural America and the people who produce the things that everybody has to have to survive. I wanted to make that point.
Well, if you look at a, some examples from history. The French Revolution, also collectivization under the Soviet Union. They can use an economic collapse and then stir the population of the cities up into anger against the farmers. In the French Revolution and in the Soviet Revolution, they were able to go out into the countryside. In the case of Ukraine, create the starvation famine intentionally. The people in the cities, you'll always be able to raise a militia to go out to the country and put the jackboots to those farmers that they will say are hoarding the food. You know, the farmers have the food out in the country, and they're starving the cities because they won't get with the new five-year program and follow their orders and bring the food into the cities. Of course, this is nonsense because by ordering farmers to produce food at a loss to themselves, they're not going to plant. I mean, why would they? But it's been an effective tactic in the past because you can mobilize huge populations in the cities, put them on trucks. And what do you do if you have a farm with 10 people living on it, and here comes, you know, truckloads of hundreds of angry city dwellers, and they're out there to get the food? You know, you'll absolutely destroy the farm. No more food will be produced, and the country will be further ruined. So you would say, all right, well, why would socialists want to do that? You have to understand, the worse the crisis, as Lenin put it, the worse the better. So the farms are absolutely destroyed. Nothing's being produced. It's worse than ever in the cities. But this allows them to kind of, in a loop, create the conditions where they get the city people even angrier and angrier, but their anger is not focused on the socialist leaders that caused this wreckage. Their anger is focused on those white boomers, rural farmers, you know, those bitter clingers with their God and their guns. They're the ones that are stopping the socialist utopia from coming into existence. Of course, this won't produce one loaf of bread, obviously. But to the NPC drones that are the militia army for the statists, they're too dumb to understand that. They're just going to be brainwashed. They're going to be told the rich white farmers have all the food. They're holding it. We need to go out and get it. The evil socialists at the top of the pyramid, they know that they're just wrecking the country and wrecking the economy. But through that wreckage, they will create conditions where they can rule through such harsh tactics, you know, full Stalinist, Maoist tactics. When the cities are completely in starvation, that's when they can rule by emergency decree. They can completely shut down free speech, take away our gun rights, and basically get rid of the white bitter clingers. Get rid of them. Now, you might say, well, that one still won't produce food. That's right. But you absolutely have the chance to destroy and eliminate your primary ideological enemy. Then they think, well, maybe in 10 or 20 years we'll figure out a way to feed the cities again. But in the meantime, we are going to be in power forever because we have absolutely eliminated our ideological enemies, you know, the white, conservative, Christian, rural Americans. And that's what they're going to do. When we come back, we'll take another call.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I took that last call. It's really near and dear to my heart, or I wish it wasn't, because it's like anticipating a disaster. This rural versus urban split is going to be the real dividing line for Civil War II if it comes, and I think that it will, because the socialists are willing to absolutely burn down the house in order to eventually succeed. And what they mean by succeed isn't create prosperity, make a better America. It's put the socialist elite in permanent control, unremovable, you know, like California, but even worse, because it'll be the entire United States of America. And I've been writing about this for a number of years. And this is why I created a printed book, the Bracken Collection, Politically Incorrect Stuff. This is like more than 10 years ago. I drew this little that little thing on a napkin in a restaurant. The CW2 cube, mapping the Mediterranean of Civil War II. If you don't understand what's going to happen in the middle of a civil war that's not north-south, you know, it's not like, well, I'm in Alabama, I should be good, or I'm in New York, I should be okay. Or I'm in Kentucky, I don't know what's going to happen. It's not going to be like that. if there's another civil war, it's going to be fought at the zip code level. It's going to be one side of the street against the other side of the street. And there are absolute lessons that can be learned from studying other modern civil wars. It's going to look like this county map. And even the county map's not going to be enough. If you can picture that, the old cartoon of a series of fish getting ready to eat the smaller fish. Everybody can picture that in their mind. That's what a modern civil war looks like, except once the biting starts, it's like a free-for-all, like a feeding frenzy. And there are very predictable known places where it's just fatal to be located when that type of a modern civil war happens. So I would encourage you to look up my essays on the internet. They're floating all over the place. I don't care where you get them. There's a Kindle version of this, but the reason I made a printed version of this is because when this all comes down, dangerous topics, just like dangerous people like Paul Joseph Watson off this week, Secret Mission, dangerous topics are going to be considered disruptive to the public order. Just like in the UK today, they'll say that this subject, it just causes dissension. We'd rather not have you talk about it. And if you talk about it, we're going to call you an XRW, an extreme right winger. Then we'll be able to bring out the big guns, ban you from social media, have a word with your boss so that maybe you'll lose your job. You'll lose your, you know, if you're renting, you might, we'll have a word with your landlord. And this is all part of the American version of the social credit system. It's already much worse in Germany and the UK, and it's coming in America, because even though they say, yeah, look, social media is private. Credit cards, they're private. PayPal, it's private. This is the way that the state, the government, and I wish that Trump ran the state. Trump is the president, but Trump is in the middle of his own war, where he does, you know, nominally, theoretically, Trump has the controls like this, but he doesn't. He can give an order, for example, you know, to Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray just says, I can't find it. Maybe next year after the election when you lose. So the deep state's trying to wait out Trump. Trump is trying to run the country, but he really doesn't. This is why the wall isn't being built. This is why the declassification has to be preceded with an actual memoranda to give Barr the authority to use subpoenas and potentially obstruction of justice charges. We're in the middle of a war, and just having the president, it's not enough. If the left wins, if Trump isn't elected, for example, essays like mine are going to disappear from the internet. They're going to be gone. And as a result, I tell people, you can't delete a real book. It may come down in samizdat. It means self-publishing. It's from the Soviet Union, when people would physically type out the entire Gulag archipelago on a typewriter with like 3 carbon copies to give to friends. Well, that's why I made a printed copy of a printed version of this, because it can't be deleted. I hope that we can take back the train that we've lost. I hope that we can figure out some way to defang the left wingers that run social media, to make our own social media. I'm on Freezoxy, I'm on Gab, but it's very little compared to Facebook. I almost feel like a collaborator for even being on Facebook. I still push out stuff on Facebook, but not the old memes I used to make, because I'll just be banned. So that's an example of Matt Bracken self-censoring. So I'm thinking, all right, well, you know, should I be on Facebook? Shouldn't I be on Facebook? I justify it as using myself as my own little experiment to see the boundaries of their censorship. But one thing that I know for sure, they can't delete a printed book. And if it comes down to handing out books among your circle of friends, it might come to that, because I'm telling you, I promise you folks, this is not the NPCs that are just bots that think, you know, socialism good, capitalism bad. The people at the top, the Swalwells, the Pelosis, they know what's going on. They are evil, duplicitous, socialist tyrants. They know they'll wreck the country. They don't care. They know that the elites, which is them, will still have their estates, their walled compounds, and their helicopters. They know it. And if they win, they're going to continue to wreck the economy, which will cause their NPC bot army to be angrier and angrier, which they'll use as an excuse to justify more and more crackdowns on free speech until, you know, books like mine on Kindle just disappear. It's like, wait a minute, here's my Kindle. I used to have these books by Matt Bracken. Poof, they're all gone. They've already done it. They haven't done literally for political reasons yet, but the system already exists on e-books to take them right off of your e-book reader. They've done it for copyright reasons, things like that. But when it becomes a political battle over free speech, if you have something digital, consider it gone. They'll be able to reach into your computer and take it out. And if they don't take it out, they'll mark you down as a bad comrade, and you'll have your own social media volume turned down to zero. So you'll still see your face on Facebook, but nobody will see your face. That's how it works. And that's the battle that we're in today. So I would urge you to, not only support InfoWars, Summit News, alternative media all over the place, VladTepes.com. Get on every alternative that you can and keep pushing out the message, because big social media and the government are working hand in glove to silence us. With the 2020 elections coming up, you know that they're going to push out all the big guns for massive voter fraud, on an unbelievable scale. And if that happens, if we have a President Swalwell or Kamala Harris, I think Biden, he's history. I think Biden's already toast. He just doesn't know it. The deals that his son Hunter Biden made with him, where they made billions from China and from the Ukraine, I think Biden is toast. He'll run on top for a while. He's going to be gone. The candidate is going to be somebody like a Swalwell or a Kamala Harris or a Buttigieg. And you can bet, and this is the level that they're working at. I've talked about Brandon and Clapper. They're ready to go kinetic. If they have no more legal or quasi-legal options, they're going to go kinetic. Well, you can bet that they're going to have some huge play ready. They cannot tolerate a President Trump in 2020, and they will do anything to ensure that he is taken out. And that will include kinetic means or other this Joe Rogan thing, the fake videos. We saw this writer that made the fake quote about Trump run around the world many times before it was revealed as fake quote about Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un and Joe Biden. That's just a taste of what's coming. We're going to see entire fake videos that are put out. The left is not going to quit. And if they win in 2020, hold on to your hat, because everything I've talked about in the last hour, we're going to see it, and maybe things we can't even imagine.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.